Well, today we have the feast day of the great Dominican priest, one of the greatest preachers of the 14th century, St. Vincent Ferrer. St. Vincent Ferrer was born in Valencia, Spain in the year 350, joined the Dominican order, was ordained a Dominican priest, and then became a brilliant philosopher and became the most outstanding preacher in Europe. He was ordained a priest by Cardinal Pedro de Luna, who would eventually become an anti-pope. And this, of course, would lead to great confusion. This was the time not only of the Black Death, which was the plague that killed about one-third of the people throughout Europe, but also this was at the time of the Avignon Papacy, where the popes had left Rome and lived in France for about 100 years. And so this time is called the time of the Great Western Schism, where not only did you have the true pope, but you also had not one, but actually two anti-popes at the same time. So there was very confusing time. So you had three men claiming to be pope. And St. Vincent, unfortunately, supported the wrong one. He supported a man who eventually became an anti-pope, but later on he realized that and recanted. St. Catherine of Siena supported the true pope. Now we can look back historically and see who was the true pope at the time. We can see it now, but living in that time period was very difficult, very confusing. And so, again, Vincent was ordained by this cardinal, Pedro de Luna, who would become the anti-pope Benedict the 13th. And as I mentioned, it was the days of the Black Death. In some towns in Europe, half the population died because of the plague, and some entire monasteries, convents were completely wiped out, where they lost every single priest or every single monk or every single nun, sometimes through the Black Death. And so again, it was very devastating for Europe, and Christendom was divided because of the loyalties between these different popes. And what we do know, though, that eventually things became more clear, and the true pope was able to make it through the difficulties and, of course, was able to continue the line of succession from Peter and until today. So St. Vincent continued his great preaching. He preached all over Europe, Italy, France, Switzerland. He had a great desire to convert the members of the Jewish faith to the fullness of the faith, which is Catholicism. He also worked among preaching to the Muslims as well. And he lived to be 70 years old, and he basically spent his entire life preaching, teaching, and going around giving missions. And he died in the year 1419, was canonized 36 years later. So I think what we can see from the life of St. Vincent Ferrer was his commitment to Christ, and yet he was not infallible as far as his own personal beliefs. He was confused and in the difficulties of the time had supported for a time the anti-pope until it was revealed to him that no, that this man was not the true pope. So thanks be to God. We are dealing with situations today not quite as bad as the 14th century. Even though we do have our challenges and difficulties today, at least we do not have three popes or three men going around claiming to be pope. We know who the true pope is. We have the successor of St. Peter, Pope Francis, with us, and we'll continue to pray for him that the Holy Spirit will guide him in leading the church.